Another Story. Part 1. Red, Green, and Blue. The sun shone down on the small town of Pallet. It was a very special day, as it was the day that those who had reached the age of 10 would set out on their journey to become Pokemon trainers. That year, the qualification fell on 3 individuals, and each of them were a mix of excitement and nervousness. The levels of those feelings varied from child to child, however. One boy harbored some more complex emotions over the event. That boy pulled up his blue jeans and slipped on a green t-shirt as he looked out the window. He saw the other 2 10-year-olds running up the path to the professor's lab. One of the 2 had been the boy's best friend up until about a year ago, and the other was his replacement. Letting out a lonely sigh, the boy headed downstairs where he found his older sister cleaning up from cooking breakfast.
It's about time, sleepyhead. I thought you would have been too excited to stay in bed this long.
The boy shrugged, and the girl frowned. She could tell he was feeling down, and she had an idea as to why. But she also knew her little brother would not appreciate the subject being brought up.
Breakfast is on the table and getting cold. You should eat quickly so you can get to Professor Oak's lab. I'll get your bag ready.
The boy nodded and sat down to his breakfast. His sister had taken good care of him over the last 4 years. Before that, when she had turned 10, she had gone on her own Pokemon journey. He had only been 1, and so he barely even knew she existed before she left. Throughout her adventures, she still stopped by, of course, but it wasn't like they grew up together. But the boy did have fond memories of those visits. During her adventures, the boy's sister had managed to collect half the gym badges. Collecting a 5th badge turned out to be a bigger hurdle and one she couldn't quite overcome. So, instead, the girl stayed in Celadon and trained under Erica with hopes of being able to finish her journey someday, or maybe become a gym leader herself. Then, when their parents didn't come back after leaving for a trip, his sister returned home for good to look after him. As the boy finished his food, his sister came over with his bag and set it on the floor next to him while collecting his dishes.
Thanks. Of course, even if you aren't excited, I'm excited for you.
You just want to get rid of me.
Well, duh.
The boy scowled at his sister as she mirrored the expression, but with an amused smirk.
Oh, stop. You know I love you.
Yeah, so you claim.
But the boy smiled a little himself. She really was a great sister, although, he supposed, she was a lot more like a mother to him than a sibling.
Well, hurry up. You don't want all the good ones chosen before you get there.
Shrugging again, the boy said,
Oh, I'm already too late for that. I saw the other 2 head up that way.
That's what you get for sleeping in.
I guess so.
His sister offered him a sympathetic look.
Hey, I know this day is a big deal, and it can be kind of scary, but this is going to be an unforgettable experience that you don't want to miss out on. Trust me.
The boy nodded.
Yeah, okay, I'm going. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Dodo.
Soon the boy was standing right outside the doors to Professor Oak's laboratory. His nervousness spiked when he arrived, and he couldn't bring himself to enter. What if the other 2 were still in there? What if he was stuck with a Pokemon he didn't like? What if he just wasn't ready to be a trainer and to leave home? Before he spiraled completely out of control and ran back home, the door opened, startling the boy.
Hey, Jaden, you coming in or what?
It was Jared, the boy Jaden had grown up with and who had been his best friend until...
Is he out there?
Came another voice from inside. Jaden recognized it immediately as Cerulean, the kid who had moved to town recently and became Jared's new best friend.
Yeah?
Jared started back inside.
He was just standing out there, staring at the door.
That's weird.
That's enough, you 2. An older voice spoke up.
Okay, Dad, whatever.
Come on in, Jaden. Let's get this show on the road. Reluctant and embarrassed, Jaden walked in, his eyes on the floor. Once he reached everyone else, the professor, Jared's father, welcomed them all.
"Today is an exciting day for us all. You will all be starting on your journey as Pokemon trainers. You'll each be receiving your very own Pokedex, which I designed myself, and you will also get to choose one of the three Pokemon before you."
"What Pokemon are they, Dad?"
Jared asked.
"Ah, we have a Bulbasaur, a Charmander, and a Squirtle."
"Oh, I'm definitely taking..."
"Hold on," Oak said as he intercepted his son from getting to the table. "You will get what's left over."
"What? That's not fair. Doesn't being the professor's son come with any benefits?"
"Oh, plenty. But it also comes with responsibility, such as being a generous host and letting guests choose first."
Jared crossed his arms and leaned against a wall, frowning.
"Fine.
Jaden, did you want to go first?"
Cerulean asked. Confused, Jaden looked at the other boy. The other boy motioned toward the table.
"I don't really mind which one I get. So you can go ahead."
"Really? Thank you,"
Jaden responded. He was suspicious of Cerulean's generosity. After all, they were enemies, so why would he be nice?
Well, I guess I go with..."
Jaden looked around apologetically.
"Bulbasaur."
"Very good," Professor Oak clapped. "Here is your Pokedex and your Pokeball."
"Thanks, Professor."
"All right, Cerulean. You're next."
Jaden didn't linger to find out what the other two picked. He was too excited to have his very own Pokemon in Pokedex now. He left the building looking over the device, and as soon as he was out of the door, he sent out Bulbasaur. The Pokemon looked around at the grass and the nearby water. It took in the sky, too, before turning to look back at his new trainer.
"Hey, Bulbasaur, I'm Jaden."
It gave a small affirmative cry, acknowledging what Jaden said. It then walked over to the boy and rubbed its head against his leg.
"I guess I should come up with a name for you, huh?
Maybe you should call him Toast."
Jaden whipped around and found Jared and Cerulean outside as well.
"After all, that's what he's going to be when I'm through with him. Let's battle, Jaden."
Not waiting for a response, Jared tossed out his Pokeball and released his newly acquired Charmander. Jaden just wanted to start his journey to catch more Pokemon and earn his gym badges. He really didn't want to battle his old friend or interact with him at all, but he also knew he couldn't walk away and be considered honorable. In fact, he would probably be labeled a coward and bring shame to his family.
"All right, Bulbasaur,"
he said as he pointed toward Jared's Charmander.
"Get him!"
Seeing as Jared had managed to snag the Pokemon that had a type advantage over his own, Jaden did not think the battle would go very well. As it turned out, however, neither of the Pokemon knew how to do anything more than run into and hit each other. So the type advantage really wasn't an issue. The two Pokemon exhausted themselves battling and, in the end, Bulbasaur dropped first, making Charmander and Jared the winners.
"Get used to losing, Jaden, 'cause soon enough, my Charmander will learn fire moves, and your Bulbasaur won't stand a chance."
Jaden didn't say anything. He simply sucked in his lips and nodded, knowing what Jared said was true. Cerulean, on the other hand, did speak up.
"Really, Jared? Your Pokemon aren't gonna get a lot better. Win an easy fight."
"Heh, yeah, I guess that's true."
Jared held out his Pokeball and summoned Charmander back to it, and then started to walk off. Cerulean didn't leave immediately, and instead surprised Jaden by approaching him.
"Hey, we will head in the same direction, I'm guessing. Did you want to travel together?"
Oh, please.
Jared interrupted.
"You won't want to do that."
"What?"
Cerulean asked.
"Why not?"
"He's right,"
Jaden cut in.
"I don't want to."
Jared shrugged.
"See, I told you. Now come on. I want to get to the Winterian before dark."
Still unsure, Cerulean studied Jaden a little longer, trying to decide what was wrong with him. Jaden, who had been looking at his shoes, didn't look up and just waited until Cerulean finally left to catch up with his friend.
"Think I'm an easy fight?"
Jaden said to himself.
I haven't even started to train yet. Just you wait, Jared. I won't just be better than you. I'll be better than everyone. I'm gonna be the very best.
To be continued.